Season 2, Episode 5. Look, Cardi B, she doesn't want to start over, y'all. Today's episode is brought to you by Target. Expect more and pay less from Target. This one is going to be short and sweet because Target's only giving you 4 deals this week, starting with women's swimsuits. People, if you are going on vacation this winter, spring break perhaps, their swimsuits are starting at $14.99 for women. And this starts January 14th through the 20th. Get your swim on. Next, 25% off kids' home plus an extra 20% off bed and bath items. But you got to use this code HOMERefresh. And check it out from starting January 14th all the way to the 20th. Next, again, you shop online like I do and hate the stores. You want to go and look for 30% off bed and bath items. However, this is only available Friday and Saturday, and it starts the 19th through to the 20th. And lastly, if you're looking to get your on with some yoga, well, Target's got some mats, and you'll get 20% off starting January 14th right through to the 20th. So where are you going to get these deals? Well, you can head on over to keepit100girl.com. Again, this is my website. You're going to go to the episode page and you're going to look for episode number 5. And next, if you don't want to do that, I'm giving you the option, people. You have it right there on your phone, right there in the show notes. You're going to look at the full description of the episode and just click on the link and voila, you'll be there right at Target. Welcome back to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. As always, thank you so, so much for listening and tuning in this week and every week. Friends are chosen family, and I consider my listeners my guests, my tribe, my family, my squad, my girl friends, Girly Nation. So if you're a woman dying to know what other women are thinking, but not saying out loud necessarily, and similarly, if you are a man out there who's taking a listen, dying to know or get in the heads of women and what we're thinking and saying about y'all, don't you effing move, because you know what? All of you are in the right place. So if you're listening for the first time, welcome, welcome. I am broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Nina Babel. And I help women and men just hella celebrate embarrassment in their lives, right? Shit that everybody does, but no one's going to admit it. And this is where I get both men and women to tell the truth, nothing but the truth. That's cray. I mean, totally embarrassing cray. Do you hear me? Or super cray cray. And lastly, 50 shades of cray cray. People want raw and real gripping stories. And frankly, I think I got them. This episode takes me back to a young woman. And I say this because I remember making that mental decision on my own, just coming to it on my own, whether I was single and dating, in a relationship or married, especially being a Caribbean girl. That, you know what, I would have to deal with the reality of infidelity, a man cheating on me. And I often question myself, how would I handle it? And it's work in progress, because, you know, it's one of those things you say you're going to do X and you turn out doing Y, and then you do a little bit more of X and then you get hurt and then you're just like, no more. Well, in this episode, you're going to learn a few things. You're going to learn how in 2018, cheating has become acceptable. And number 2, some things just don't change. Ask any woman out there. And number 3, how women compromise their worth and men don't. 4, women are scared to start over. And lastly, yes, it's embarrassing. Totally embarrassing. Okay. Cardi B's reaction, people. I have some mixed emotions with women who accept cheating. So people are wondering, is she going to leave? Probably not. I mean, folks, why are you expecting outrage from Cardi? I mean, she's the wrong woman to expect that from. Cardi says multiple times she doesn't want to start over. What is she going to do? Starting all over means I'm just going to get cheated on again. Yeah, I mean, none of us really like the idea of being in a relationship, breaking up, being single, and just having to find or having to start all over and find somebody else. But I also have to think that some women don't like to be alone either, or fear to be alone. Cardi, like me, like I said earlier, she's half Trini, just like me. Very traditional, and both of us are married and also have kids. Cardi is young, 25. Cardi, you are young, but she still counts as a grown woman in my book. A grown-ass woman. She has a whole life ahead of her. And starting over a small ting-ting-ting, as you would say in Trini, Cardi B is the people's champion. Yes, not for everybody. I don't speak for everybody, but for the most part, minus all you haters or the ones that just don't flat out respect her. How can you not like her? I mean, she is a New Yorker at heart, a Caribbean girl at heart, and on a girl level, she represents a lot of women. A lot of women, remember, a lot of them are thinking about female love. I have props for her, so for every one of you listening right now, and you would never say out loud and admit it to your entire circle of friends that you cheated on, she did. And even more, she is going to stay with her man. And she just found a car and ridiculous like that. Full stop. Look, she keeps it real and she keeps it honest. Most people who get cheated on either keep it to themselves or out of embarrassment. And you know what? For the most part, if they want to keep their sanity, they're going to tell one or two friends, or their closest friends, maximum. But hear me out, though. If Cardi B had someone in her ear like me, she can take this and use it. Where are her PR people? Because she can take this storyline, personal storyline, and use it to promote female empowerment. And just bold, strong takeover. Cardi, we have nothing but love for you. I just want to let you know. And we just want you to make informed decisions because we've all been there. And we have the memories of love. But these things don't change. And every woman out there who's been reading up on this story will tell you one of the following five things. Guaranteed. Number one, the whole leopard doesn't change their spots thingy. The cheater is always a cheater. That is like ingrained. It's like ingrained in our heads, tattooed in our brains. We have it in the back of our heads. Number two, any woman is going to tell you if she knows her man is unfaithful, then she absolutely deserves to get cheated on. You know why? No longer a spot. If she knows he's a cheat, do you agree or disagree? Number three, men are going to lie. It doesn't matter. They are going to do in their best interest with their third leg. You feel me? Number four, this shit. It happens to everybody and to some degree. You cannot escape this. I don't care who you are, what church you go to. There is some sinning to some degree that goes on. Yes, you can stop accepting the BS as a form of love too. Number five, drama from the beginning. People, once you have it, it's the biggest red flag for anybody. Run in those red bottoms, run!
Nina is the host of the Keep It 100 Girl show. Keep It 100 means keeping the conversation real and true with no filters. She wants to be that positive influence in your life. Nina helps people who want to learn how to do it with confidence. Her episodes are directed to the uninformed girl and guy.
All right, so I told you earlier that one of the things I'm going to talk about is women compromise their worth, right? It's not worth to settle with anybody. You're going to be miserable either way, guaranteed. But me, I'd rather be single and happy than miserable in a cheating situation with someone who's always disrespecting me. Believe that. We live in a day and age where it is kind of acceptable for a man to cheat nowadays. It is. And it's safe to say that people are going to slip up. And yes, there are some characters out there that slip up more than once. It's just the shit they do. You can have all the video footage in the world and prove it. You could have a confession like Kevin Hart. And then you have Nico who comes out and says it comes with the territory, the whole side chick argument. Or you could just have karma, right? These side chicks turned wife and they get cheated on. Like, really, are you that surprised? I mean, look at Carmelo, Anthony, and Lala. All right, so I'm going to go back to once a cheater, always a cheater theory. All right, one could argue, yes, he cheated on the first wife. So what did you expect? No applause on me on that one. It's not acceptable for one gender and not the other either. So we're going to level up your self-worth here. Because when a woman says, heck with it, it comes with the territory, no. Let's be clear here. It's not an option, it's an expectation. In your past relationships, when you were young, in some cases young and dumb, you might have said or broke up with people over cheating. But let's flip the script for a second. You know, when it comes to men, they can't handle a woman cheating on them. The difference between a man and a woman is really the forgiveness part. Because a man will never, ever, ever be able to forgive, especially if dude catches you red-handed. Am I right, guys? Trust, because 9 times out of 10, a man is going to leave you. And he's never, ever going to be taking a woman back. But if you're not the forgive and forget type, chances are, you won't be able to trust your partner ever again. It's going to take some work. You can't even remain in the relationship for your own sanity because your mind will never be right. It won't. You'll keep going back, rehashing, blaming him, pointing the finger, and you know what? Make up stuff because women are good with the whole overthinking themselves to death. That's how we do. Congrats, you found the love of your life, and now comes the fun part, building that wedding registry that reflects your life together. Your registry is your happy, happy place to get swept up in the visions of the future. And you also want to explore fun wedding registry ideas for creating a shared space that you both adore, enjoying your hobbies together, or trying something that's totally new. So let your heart lead the way to a wedding registry that feels like a wish list for your wildest dreams. With the world's largest selection of gifts at your fingertips, an Amazon registry lets you dream big. Amazon is going to be with you every step of the way, from yes to I do. That means a wedding registry of suggestions, helpful gift buyer details, worry-free returns. And you know there's going to be some returns, right? But Amazon goes above and beyond the expected to make it all about you and your future husband. So the brides and grooms out there, this is what you're going to receive. 20% off most products on Amazon. You'll have the world's largest selection at your fingertips, fast, reliable shipping, world-class customer service, and it's universal. So you could add items from other websites with the universal button. You're going to get fast, free shipping on orders over $25 or fast, free delivery on millions of items if you have Amazon Prime. So to create your own wedding registry, you're going to go to the keepit100girl.com page. So it's keepit100girl.com. You're going to go to the episode page. You're going to go to episode number 5. You're going to scroll through the show notes to the bottom, and you're going to see that Amazon wedding registry icon right there in the show notes. To make it even easier, if you like to do everything on your phone, you know what? Just look in the show notes description. You're going to see the shopping link for Amazon right there on your mobile, and check it out. So then what's the real deal, relationships versus cheating? Well, is the cheating that breaks up the relationship? Because in some cultures, it's par for the course and acceptable. I mean, my fear of dating, like I mentioned earlier, is just this whole generational types of cheating in the Caribbean community, right? And it's known. It's known. It's not a secret. And it's just inevitable, that whole notion of cheating, unfortunately. As a woman, it's a personal choice whether you can forgive cheating. And that's really, really tough to overcome. And kudos to all you women out there who were more vested, whether it's marriage with kids, because that's a sacrifice. What I can't forgive is losing my peace of mind every time he's late, and he could be innocently late, whether it's for dinner, coming home. Maybe he's just out. And when he's out, he got a flat tire. But again, it's a mind thing. And your mind never gets over the infidelity. And I think a lot of times, too, it's out of embarrassment. I don't think that I can get over it. Cardi B has told the world to butt out, basically, and she'd rather stay with a man than starting all over again. Is she wrong? If you're in love with someone, you could be attracted to another person, though. Men are probably like high-fiving each other, but hold up for a second, because the argument is, if you love that person, you're not going to mess up what you had. And if you're going to cheat on the person, you're not in love with that person. You're in a situation or a shituation. You're not in love. And no sin is greater than any other sin in my books. It might hurt, but if you love, like I mean love from head to toe, toe to head, someone, you're going to work it out and work it out, work it out, work it out. I mean, it hurts me to the core as a woman because we've all been there in all different shapes and forms. You name it, it's out there. And there are times in our lives where we've accepted cheating or other situations for different reasons that we shouldn't have. And yes, I mean, I'll admit it, yes. But then I think now, as a result of all those yeses, and there wasn't a whole lot, let's not exaggerate. Yes, some hardcore. It's easier to say now, but when you're older and you're wiser, you just don't want the drama anymore. And you just finally realize that you deserve a whole lot better in life. And on no uncertain terms, that behavior is unacceptable. And nobody should have to put up with it. Maybe you felt at the time that you couldn't do any better. And it's hard to admit that as a woman, but it's real. It's raw and it's real. We get vulnerable, we get lonely. And for some women, you even get desperate just to be loved. When you have no business, and I mean this, when you have no connection, no business being in that relationship in the first place. As much as it hurts my heart, all my female listeners need to be told this as early as possible. Whether it's from your mother, from your sister, from your girlfriend, but this time it's from me. Because when you're going through it, you're not going to be able to see clearly. It is going to be so foggy. You're not going to be able to see what's ahead of you. what's in front of you, even when things are really, really bad. And that term bad is relative, but let's just say you're going to be a hot mess.
I'm free.
It's not only until you grant yourself that me time to yourself and you realize that, look, you need to work on yourself, make yourself better, treat yourself better when it comes to dating and accepting better things for yourself. That's the bottom line here. And there's a difference.
You know, when I hear Cardi B saying publicly, like, she's staying, ew.
Look, I don't want anyone to feel like this, that they feel like they have to stay and that's their only option because they can't do any better or every man out there is the same, because they're not. And let me toot every man's horn right now, because all men aren't the same and every man doesn't cheat. They might look. Yes, they're going to look. Accept that. But you can't just turn off love. I get it. People do stuff and it hurts. Let me tell you, that first time when it happens the hardest, it's kind of like I told you guys earlier, you're not going to be able to see clearly. You're more familiar with the emotions, the up and down feelings, the hurt that you weren't the first time. And she said she does not want to start all over again. She just wants to push all that hurt, emotion, feeling under the carpet. And Cardi, if you feel like it's worth it, girl, all I could say is good luck. If she stays, she doesn't want to start over. She shouldn't settle. Because you know what? She's just making it comfortable for him to get out and cheat and continue to get her heart broken. Maybe not in the next few weeks, but trust and believe. Cardi, you're not the first one. You're not the first one to start over. And you're not the first one to stay with your man and know for a fact that he's cheating. For some people, cheating is a deal breaker, and others, not so much. The emotional attachment, let's be real here. The emotional attachment stems from sex, and that's what makes it hurt so bad. But guess what? Do you want it slow or do you want an immediate death? It's all the same. Some hurt more and some are more serious. And everybody doesn't get cheated on the same. All I could say this, as a working woman, work on your careers and secure that bag for the future. If you want to make money moves like Cardi B, don't forget a prenup. Ow! And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend here is to empower you each and every week and level up that self-confidence so that you realize your worth, your self-worth, people. Because I celebrate embarrassment, self-love, and those life lessons that make you go, sheesh. We learned a mistake repeated more than once is a decision. We all come from different backgrounds and situations, but the end result is this. You have no idea how worthless that you make someone feel when you cheat. 1 minute you feel special, and then on the other hand, you feel like an embarrassed, unwanted piece of shit. Never apologize for trusting your intuition either. If you feel like you have to leave and start over, do it. Don't go with the image that goes along with it. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, and Auto Radio. Look, I rely on it because it helps me stand out from the crowd. And you know what? It helps women and even men understand us and themselves better. So search for the Keep It 100 Girl. You're going to click on your podcast icon on your phone. Select review. Click 5 stars. enter the title of your review, type your review, and press submit. It takes 5 seconds, whether it's on the train, maybe it's on the plane, maybe you're traveling, maybe it's on the bus, maybe it's an Uber. It's easy breezy 1, 2, 3. That's my reel for this week. Peace. Smooches.